Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Welcome as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more.
Hello and welcome to another exciting edition of the BCCI's Let's Talk Business program. I'm your host, Barry Wilkinson, and with me today is Andrew Hassel, Managing Director of Staid West Indies Rum Distillery. Pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
Well, as we continue to celebrate the outstanding achievements recognized at the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry's 200th Anniversary Awards Gala, this week we shine the spotlight on a company that has turned tradition into international success. We are talking about Staid West Indies Rum Distillery, the proud recipient of the Foreign Exchange Award. Founded in 1893, West Indies Rum Distillers have grown from a local producer into one of the Caribbean's most prominent rum exporters, preserving Barbados's centuries-old rum heritage while transforming it into a global brand that fuels our economy, strengthens our balance of payments, and showcases Barbadian craftsmanship to the world. From sugarcane fields to bottling lines, West Indies Rum Distillery's operations support local jobs, small businesses, and the island's agricultural and tourism sectors, proving that rum isn't just a drink, but a story of resilience, identity, and national pride. Beyond its role as a major foreign exchange earner, West Indies Rum Distillers Limited stands as a model of how Barbadian companies can successfully merge tradition with global competitiveness. Its ability to maintain authenticity while expanding into international markets underscores the strength of Barbados's national brand. By earning global recognition for quality, innovation, and cultural pride, WRID not only sustains a centuries-old industry, but also demonstrates how homegrown enterprises can drive economic resilience and enhance the island's reputation on the world stage. The company's success tells a broader story of how Barbadian business, when rooted in heritage and guided by vision, can deliver both economic impact and enduring national pride. The company's win comes at a time when Barbados continues to emphasize the importance of export growth and foreign exchange generation. With global competition in the rum industry intensifying, West Indies Rum Distillers' success highlights how manufacturers can adapt, innovate, and remain relevant on the world stage, contributing meaningfully to the island's economic stability. So stay tuned as we explore how West Indies Rum Distillers, now known as Staid West Indies Rum Distillery, continues to blend heritage with modern innovation, turning Barbados' rich rum legacy into a source of foreign exchange, economic strength, and cultural diplomacy. So that's the legacy behind the label. Andrew Hassel, so good to have you again. Let's talk first of all about this. 1893, what do you think has allowed the company to remain relevant and respected for well over a century?
Okay, thank you again for this opportunity to speak about the Staid's West Indies Rum Distillery. Again, it's appreciated. To answer your question, for sure, a constant passion for good quality rum. Also having the ability to adapt to the global business cycle. So as the global business cycle changes for the business to adapt. And then finally, constantly looking for sustainable win-wins with all of our stakeholders. We think those are the three main things that over 130 years have helped us to remain relevant and respected.
Well, rum is at the heart of Barbados' identity. How does the business balance preserving that cultural heritage with maintaining a modern, competitive business model?
The distillery is basically a working museum, for those that haven't visited it yet. The distillery has a lot of documents and equipment that are well over 125 years old. All of this great Barbados rum heritage is being researched, preserved, and shared to add to the story of Barbados rum. An example of this would be the double aging of Barbados rum, which is aging rum in Barbados and then further aging it overseas. The distillery still amazingly has its board of director meeting books that tell us from as far back as 1934, the distillery has been double aging. So we learn these techniques from the old records, and then we use this even today in our products where we continue to double age and use that as a point of differentiation for in some of our products.
What role has innovation played in keeping the company ahead, even as the global rum industry evolves?
In the rum industry, like most businesses, the famous quote, innovate or die, applies. However, thankfully, the distillery has been led by at least four innovators, and here we call them disruptors, during its 130-year history. What they did is, as the rum market, as the trends changed, they adjusted. And without their vision and willingness to innovate, it is unlikely the distillery would still exist today. So it is key. It is key for survival.
The company has a rich legacy in Barbados. How do you feel that legacy has contributed to the island's national brand today?
Well, the distillery has three main brands, which is Plantere Rum, Staithes Rum, and Cockspur Rum. Those brands are sold in over 120 countries worldwide. Hence, each bottle is basically, if you think about it, whether you're in Germany, China, each bottle of Barbados rum that's on those shelves is basically a brand ambassador for Barbados. Just yesterday, I met with someone from Germany, and he was saying when he goes in his local spirit store in Germany, and he sees the bottle of Plantere rum on the shelf, it just reminds him of Barbados and the good people here, et cetera. So by our brands, they basically are, like I said, brand ambassadors out there speaking to the world and building brand Barbados.
Can you tell us about the level of employment at the distillery? How many people are currently employed, and how important it is for the distillery as a source of jobs and skills to develop for Barbadians?
Today, it's just over 80 direct jobs, but the distillery supports many, many more indirect jobs. The distillery team, being the largest distillery in Barbados since 1893, today we produce about 87% of all Barbados rum. We have had many young Barbadians that have come in here and started their careers in the rum industry, and they have moved on to work not only in other distilleries in Barbados, but they've also moved on to work in other distilleries in the Caribbean. So we're very proud of not only the current employees, but also the employees that have moved on to contribute to the regional rum industry.
Let's talk business with Andrew Hassel from the Staithes West Indies Rum Distillery. Andrew, let's look at the foreign exchange and industry and the recognition of this award. Recently, you received the foreign exchange award at the BCCI's 200th anniversary gala. What does this recognition mean for the company and its employees?
Well, first of all, on behalf of the team, thank you to the BCCI and everyone that recognized the team. It is great to have the distillery's long and positive contribution to the Barbadian economy recognized. However, to be totally honest, the team knows we can do more. The team is confident that if we work harder and more efficiently with all of our stakeholders, that together our contribution has just begun. So while we really appreciate the recognition, we know the potential for growth is significant.
Apart from this latest honor, the company has received several other local and international awards. Can you tell us about some of those and what they represent for the journey of your company?
Well, the main one that I could think of most recently, I mean, the distillery has won many awards. I think it won its first award in 1895. But the most recent award was what people say was the is the Oscars of the spirit industry. So if you want to win a prize, it's at this particular event. And Plantere, one of our brands, Plantere Cut and Dry, won the Best Spirit Award. So in effect, for all of the spirits at this event, the top spirit for the year was a Barbadian made rum-based product, which is Plantere Cut and Dry, which is a rum-based coconut product. For us at the distillery, this is probably the most significant international award ever won by the distillery. And we're very proud of that. The team is doubly proud because the coconuts that are used in that product are sourced in Barbados. That product has directly resulted in thousands of new coconut trees being planted in Barbados over the last few years.
Well, the visitor center has become a key part of the distillery's public presence. How has that initiative been performing so far in terms of visitor numbers, the feedback, and its overall contribution to promoting Barbados as the home of fine rum?
Well, we're getting great visitor reviews, and the visitor center is doing great in all of those areas that you just mentioned. For us, it's a new area of business, and we're learning as we're going along. The team are doing a great job telling the distillery story, and the team is e learning and evolving from the constructive feedback provided by its customers and stakeholders. We are confident that it will continue to grow. We hope to expand the infrastructure, but also expand the number of visitors and the amount of foreign exchange that that particular business is providing for the distillery.
How do these achievements translate into the company's impact on the economy, particularly in terms of exports and job creation?
Okay. In terms of exports, the distillery exports over 90%, 95% of what it produces. This brings in the foreign exchange. The distillery has many, many local service providers who benefit from the distillery and the local economic activity it creates. For example, we work daily with all the transportation companies, trucking companies, shipping companies, equipment rental, construction companies, tradesmen. We Restaurants, hotels, all different sectors of the economy benefit from the foreign exchange that the distillery earns. And, so there are many, there are the direct jobs, but then there are the indirect jobs.
Well, what are some of the strategies that your company uses to sustain strong foreign exchange performance year after year?
Okay, the strategy has been consistent since 1895. We believe for anything to be sustainable, there must be a win-win. So whether it's a win-win between the distillery, its customers, its staff, its suppliers, its stakeholders. So when we approach a business negotiation or staff negotiation, we try to make sure there's a win-win, that it's a positive outcome. We believe only when both parties benefit, it can ultimately be sustainable over the long term.
With competition increasing globally, how does the company ensure that what is made in Barbados continues to stand for quality and excellence in international markets?
Well, when people see made in Barbados, they know excellence, and consumers know what they want. And if you promise them something but ultimately cannot deliver, that is where any company can run into challenges. Hence, the Staithes West Indies Rum Distillery team has always believed in actions versus words. So we know that when you buy one of our products, it's going to be a great tasting product, it's going to be a quality product, and you're going to have a positive experience with Barbados Rum.
Now, you look at the shaping of future of Barbados' rum industry. Coming off such major wins, what's next for the company? Any new projects, products, or export markets on the horizon?
So that's a yes for both questions. You have in business, you're either going forward or you're in problems. For us at Staithes Distillery, a new product will be on the market in time for Christmas. I don't want to announce here what it is, but very soon you will see it. So for those of you who are the correct age, please try it responsibly, and give us your constructive feedback, because it is a new product, a special product being launched in Barbados for Christmas. In terms of new markets, yes, for sure, we're in just over 120 countries, And every year we try and we set as a goal to try and add at least one new export market.
How is the company preparing to meet future challenges, though? I mean, both in terms of production capacity and market trends.
In terms of production capacity, the distillery has a long history of as its demand grows, it invests, it forward invests. Right now, the distillery is shut down. It's a planned shutdown where we are performing equipment upgrades. So we continue to do that. We continue to invest.
Well, sustainability has become a business priority worldwide. How is the company ensuring its operations remain environmentally responsible and future ready?
Okay, so the distillery takes sustainability very seriously. Over in recent years, the distillery has invested in solar panels. We've also invested, as mentioned earlier, and we continue in equipment efficiency upgrades, as the equipment that's used in fermentation and distillation evolves. It becomes more energy efficient and hence reduces our total energy usage. The distillery was the first distillery in the Caribbean to be Bon Sucre certified. Bon Sucre is a global nonprofit, multi-stakeholder governance group that promotes sustainable sugarcane production and its byproducts. So we are not only interested, yes, in producing rum, et cetera, but we want to make sure we can do it in a sustainable manner.
Finally, what message would you like to share with Barbadians about the company's role in driving the island's economic growth and maintaining its proud rum heritage?
One message I would like to share. For the average Barbadian, really, this is your story and you are a stakeholder. Together, the rum industry can constructively contribute more to Barbados. However, our challenges are to, one, set a goal, two, believe it is possible. So what's the goal? And then once we set it, we all believe that it is possible. We all as Barbadians believe it is possible. And then three, work to achieve that goal by finding sustainable win-wins to achieve that goal. We here at the distillery know that we cannot do this alone. We know that all of the stakeholders, including your radio station and the chamber, are key in getting the message out there that the rum industry does have the potential to contribute more to the Barbados economy, to bring in more foreign exchange. But we, as a country and a community, we need to work together in a constructive way to achieve that goal.
I know I said final question, but how are you handling competition from other brands? Has that helped or hindered?
No, competition is good. To give an idea, the global rum market is about 150 million 9-liter cases of rum a year. Barbados, all the rum producers together can produce just over 5 million 9-liter cases a year. Barbadians consume approximately, depending on the year, anywhere from 150,000 to 200,000 9-liter cases of rum. So the Barbados rum producers, our market is not in Barbados. Yes, it's an important market, but the opportunity is in the global market. So once you know it's a Barbados rum or even a Caribbean rum and it's out there in the world and we're talking about Barbados or any other Caribbean rum in a constructive way, we think it's positive. So we like competition. We think competition is healthy.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you so much. We've been speaking with none other than Andrew Hassell. Andrew Hassell, of course, is the Managing Director of State West Indies Rum Distillery. And this has been another edition of Let's Talk Business, brought to you with the kind compliments of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry. I'm Barry Wilkinson.
That's it for another edition of Let's Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Join us again next time as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more.